Arizona's news station, KTAR News 92.3 FM. Now, continuing coverage of the school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas, with Mac and Gatos.
Well, here we are again, sitting here for the 4 hours of the show, talking about another school shooting. Today's deadly shooting at a high school in Texas marks the 41st school shooting of the year. Just to be completely 100% clear, a school shooting is defined as any time a firearm discharges. It could be an accident, it could be a suicide, or like today, it could be a massacre. And that's what happened with 10 dead, 10 injured, Santa Fe High School in Texas, 30 miles southeast of Houston. We have the murderer in custody. He failed to kill himself, the gutless wonder that he is. We continue to hear that there is a second person detained, but we're not exactly sure. I don't think that all of you listening in the car like to hear this. It's Friday. I don't think that you like to hear this. We don't like talking about this.
We were just talking off the air about how, what do you say? How many times have you, turned us on in the afternoon and it's another mass shooting? Again, the name of the shooter may change, the amount of death may change, the city or the state may change, and the school name may change. But other than that, it's the same thing over and over again.
I'm not becoming desensitized to it because, I'm just down today, and I think everybody feels that way.
I think that's a great distinction. You're not.
Mm-mm.
You're not.
No.
You may be resigned.
But I'm not surprised.
Right. You're resigned to the fact that this will continue to happen.
Ugh. That is not.
And it stinks.
Yeah.
It just stinks for everybody.
Listen to one of the children asked by a member of the media as she was coming out of the school. This is must hear.
Was there a part of you that was like, this isn't real, this would not happen in my school?
No, there wasn't.
Why so?
It's been happening everywhere. I've always kind of felt like eventually it was going to happen here too. So, I don't know. I wasn't surprised, I was just scared.
Yeah, no one's surprised. There's not one of you out there that's surprised that this happened today.
Notice she's not talking about the gunman. She's not saying I'm not surprised because he was weird or he was quiet or he had a fascination with whatever. No, kids are now almost accepting the fact that they
could get killed in school.
They could be killed in school today, tomorrow, next year. It is one of those things where, in the 50s and 60s, it was all about a nuclear detonation from Russia. It was all about the Cold War. In the 70s and 80s, it changed. But now kids are saying to themselves, that could be me, because it is constantly on the news.
So, with what happened in Parkland, right, in Florida, with so many kids dying and a few adults dying too, I would just say to Texas, adults just move out of the way. The kids will handle it, because that's probably what you're going to see next week. You're going to see kids in Texas. This is my guess, and I'm probably going to be right on this, because adults, we fail kids every day. We're not doing anything about this crisis. We're not doing anything. Government doesn't care. They've already accepted that this is normal. They come out and say, they don't say much. My point is that the adults will move out of the way because they're incompetent. And I think you're going to see the kids from this school actually go and help pass some sort of laws.
Just in the Republic of
Texas,
though. Right, right.
Just like what happened in Florida.
Correct.
The kids in Florida at Parkland, well, they stormed down to the Capitol and they said, isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing gets done. Arizona, Texas, Florida, unless you storm the Capitol, apparently. Teachers raises, Florida, not gun control, but I don't even know what you want to call it anymore, because it's always political, trying to stop, school shootings from happening. But maybe the adults in Texas move out of the way, let the kids deal with it. That seemed to work in Florida. I don't know, the governor of Florida, I don't know if what they put together is going to work to keep kids safe, but it was something.
At least it was something.
Something.
At least it was a I don't know if you call it comprehensive, but at least there was stuff that was in there that touched almost every type of dynamic.
Right.
Mental health, school security, gun laws. Could that happen in Arizona? It looks like if it happens in your state, it could affect the legislature. But until it does, what's going to be done? Not much.
No. In Washington, D.C., they're not working on anything.
Even though the president says they will do everything they can to keep kids safe. Well, okay, genius, what is that plan? Because it's now your watch. The president has been the president almost 2 years now, and he has dealt with school shootings. Notice that nothing's brought up, or if it's brought up, it's immediately shot down.
Right. Now, Obama didn't know what to do either. I mean, we got a lot of smart people in this country. You think we could get together and try and figure something out. You know, maybe, you know, I've come up with everybody should have a dress code. Every school should have a dress code because, you know.
Now explain that.
Well, if the Parkland kid, if.
Who was 19 and didn't go to the school.
Right. If he were to walk in jeans and a T-shirt like he did, everyone else would be in a dress code. That person would be like stick out like a sore thumb.
Right.
You know, this guy today, if there was a dress code, he wouldn't be able to wear a trench coat, and he wouldn't be able to carry a shotgun in under it.
Right.
So I think that that's something that could be done. I think, you know, a lot of people talk about the school exits and entrances. I think there are too many entrances and too many exits. I think that you've got to figure out. You know, if you can protect a large office building or a courthouse or a major facility, you know, maybe you look at limiting the entrance and exits in the schools. But no one really wants to do anything unless it comes to their backyard. So I would say here in Arizona, we've been very fortunate. But when it does come to Arizona, you know, we might act after, but certainly not before.
The governor came up with a plan, but it wasn't even voted on.
Right.
Wasn't even voted on this last legislative session.
Correct.
I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. I'm just pointing out the obvious.
Right.
As you just said, if it happens in your state, then everybody scrambles and gets crap done.
So after the deadly Texas school shooting, today we saw Arizona Democrats demand that Governor Ducey call a special session to address school safety and gun safety. Now we have to figure out, is this a necessary move or a political stunt by the Democrats? Why don't we ask an Arizona Democrat next?
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas, with Mac and Gatos. On Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
10 people dead, 10 people hospitalized so far in a tragic shooting at Santa Fe High School, 30 miles southeast of Houston. One person is in custody, a second person has been detained. We saw what happened in Florida with the governor of Florida almost immediately reacting to the Parkland shooting. The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, said he's going to have a roundtable discussion to figure out what that state needs to do. What about Arizona? We know that Governor Doug Ducey reacted to Parkland shooting and the Republican governor in Florida coming up with a very, I would say, comprehensive plan. Doug Ducey kind of took some of that and came up with his own plan. But that didn't get voted on. The legislature did not even get to vote on it this time around this past legislative session.
Mm-hmm.
So today we find out that the Arizona Democrats have asked Doug Ducey, hey, we need to get to work on this.
Yeah, joining us now is Arizona State Senator Steve Farley. He is a Democrat. Senator Farley, thank you for joining us today. How are you?
Thanks for having me. As good as can be expected. This is a personal issue to me because my district is the district where the Safeway from the Tucson shootings is right in the middle of it.
Mm.
I was involved intimately with the events of that day. Several of my friends were injured or killed in the case of Gabe Zimmerman, and I was at the hospital from the earliest moments with Gabby's mom and with Ron Barber's family and my own daughters who were there at the time. When you live through this sort of thing, it never leaves you.
Mm.
My youngest daughter spent the last 4 years at Tucson High, And I remember there was one day when they had a rumored active shooter in the hallway, and my daughter texted me a picture from inside the classroom where they had the desk pushed up against the door, and they didn't know if there was a shooter or not. Turned out there was a false alarm. But that's the sort of thing that too many kids are living with in this country, and I cannot accept this as a new normal.
Senator Farley, you and your friends on the Democratic Party, you have asked for a special session on gun safety legislation today. What are you hoping to get out of it, and do you think that Governor Ducey will call a special session?
Well, I don't know if he will or won't, but he should, because this is the sort of thing that cannot be allowed to go on. There are actual things that we can do, policies we can enact to be able to reduce the possibility of any of this type of horrifying thing happening again. And we actually had a seven-hour debate during session on the floor in which, as Democrats, we offered amendment after amendment of common sense gun laws that are agreed with by, in some cases, 97% of even gun owners. They were shot down on party lines one by one by one over the course of 7 hours and refused to be considered because Governor Ducey refused to actually talk with Democrats or with the students who lead the March for Our Lives movement or to people who he could actually negotiate with. Instead, he decided to move his bill further to the right in order to please the NRA, which doesn't seem to be a gun safety organization anymore, but more of a lobby for the gun industry.
Arizona State Senator Steve Farley, he and other Democrats in the House and the Senate have wanted or have called for an immediate, I guess, legislative session that would take on the issue of gun safety. This would go farther than the school safety bill, correct? This would encompass more about gun ownership, not just in schools, right?
It has to accomplish stuff to keep us safe. I mean, I support the Second Amendment. I also support common sense. And the fact is, these mass shootings haven't just taken place, as we all know too well, in school.
Right, right, right. But I guess my question is that you guys had something in the legislature that never even got a vote. What happened in that process, and why didn't it get a vote? And do you blame the governor for that, or do you blame the legislature for that?
No, this is absolutely a failure of leadership on the part of the governor. He stood up and said, we need to do something. We praised him for that. We were ready to work with him as Democrats. These kids who lead the March for Our Lives movement, a bunch of 17-year-olds in Arizona, they've been doing an amazing job trying to get just a meeting with him. He's refused to meet with them. He met with the Democrats once. He didn't actually. He sent his chief of staff, Kirk Adams, and he just listened to what we had to say and did not engage us in a conversation about anything that would move from what he was doing. Instead, he purely decided to negotiate with folks in the legislature who are Republicans. This has to be a nonpartisan issue. The gunman doesn't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat when he's going to gun you down. We got to work together on and do some common sense things that just would work. The problem is this governor has refused to even consider any common sense gun laws. Instead, he signed a bill to allow more guns in the bars, and he signed a bill last year to allow guns up to the chain link fence of a schoolyard. We need to see some action on his part to actually reach out across the aisle and work in a bipartisan way to come up with some things that have been proven to work around the country. It's not like we have to invent them from scratch. We just have to talk together. We have to have an open public hearing, and then we have to get it done.
All right, Arizona State Senator Steve Farley is joining us.
Here's the one thing, Senator Farley. I mean, a lot of Ducey bashing here today. I just don't think that gets anything done. I know that you want a special session. I know that Democrats and Republicans don't like each other. I know you guys don't work together very well. But, I mean, I just think when you demand a special session from the governor, and those are the words that you guys used, it looks like you're kind of trying to show them up. So the only thing I just want to leave you with is, I mean, it just sounds to me just like...
It's a little opportunistic.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing opportunistic when you've gone through an actual mass shooting like I have. When you know that it's time to stop, I've heard time and time again, it's too soon. We can't, quote unquote, politicize this issue. Well, politics is the tool we have to actually get things done in our country.
Would you have called for this special session if there hadn't been a shooting?
We made an attempt. When the governor had this school safety bill to make it something that would actually work, that we could have done during the session. We actually have already planned before the shooting happened. So we already had this in the works. Then the shooting happened today. We should make it happen right now because, you know, this won't be the last one.
All right. Arizona State Senator Steve Farley, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Mac, I think that Farley wants to get something done. I think Ducey wants to get something done.
Both sides want to get something done,
they
but they can't
work.
Meet.
No, they don't know how to work with each
They're
other.
They're not going to meet in the middle anywhere.
It's too nasty. It's too nasty. It's too mean. It's his fault. No, it's her fault. It's their fault. It's the. If you really do want to get something done, there's a way to do it. It's still political. It's always political. It's not to do the right thing. Do the Democrats have a terrible plan that I'm looking at in front of me? No. No, it's not terrible. Was Ducey's plan a terrible plan? No, but nobody voted
on
it.
But there are certain things in each plan that opposite sides do not find acceptable, so nothing gets done.
But if you care enough to put politics behind you, to move it to the side, you can get stuff done. But nobody cares enough to do that.
Mm.
That's the problem. Does Senator Farley want to move and get something done? I think he does. But you got to take a, you got to jab at the governor. And then if we put the governor on, he's going to jab at the Democrats. And
right.
So I'm just hearing this and I'm thinking, you guys really don't want to get something done. You just want to bash each other. Well, so, I'm tired of the bashing. You need to get something done. And I'm not holding my breath. And I know you're not holding your breath either. I think the government just basically accepted that this is normal. This is going to happen. It's sad. We'll move on the next day. And this is a really bad attitude to have. We can't solve it. We don't know how to solve it. Figure it out.
They can figure something out. Right. They're not willing to compromise to get something done.
We're not smart enough to figure out how to do that. Mm. But
no, you and I are.
No.
Congress isn't.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, we'll check traffic. Becky Lynn's got some news. And then we will have our Trump tracker, our weekly review of President Trump's hits and misses to end the show.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Mac and Gatos, Arizona's Afternoon News, 92.3 FM, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, remember coming up, Chad Benson is next, 6:05. Plus at 9 o'clock tonight, we'll have an ABC special on the tragic shooting that took place in Texas today. No sounds of the week. Doesn't feel right. No.
That's when we goof around
and it's fun. Yeah. And it's really just not a fun day. It's a tragic day.
Actually, we wanted to talk more. I know, weird, but we wanted to talk more about the royal wedding that was going to happen this weekend.
I got to get to bed soon if I'm going to get up at 2.
You're right. We had some other stuff planned today until this shooting happened, and that changed everything. So we just thought it wasn't right to kick off your weekend with fun and frivolity and in respect for what happened in Texas today.
We'll do it next week.
Yeah.
But one thing we are going to do.
The Trump Tracker, our weekly review of President Trump's hits and misses. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Okay, we do this every week at the end of the show on Friday. A hit, something Trump did well. A miss, something Trump did not so well.
Hit.
Mac, your hit.
All right, my hit for the Trump Tracker this week is the way the president has handled Kim Jong-un. The North Korean dictator and the president now announced last week that Kim Jong-un would meet with the president in Singapore on June 12th. Mm. This week, the North Korean, I guess, news media or the North Korean spokesperson or whomever, notice it's not from Kim Jong-un himself, but North Korea is saying, how dare South Korea and America keep these military exercises? What, are you trying to invade our country? I like the fact that Trump didn't go off script. He didn't go way off the deep end. In fact, he said, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I think you can't go too far on either side with this. I think Trump handled it just right.
Miss.
All right. Unfortunately, the miss has to do with Texas. In the aftermath of that shooting in Texas today that left 10 people dead at a Texas high school, the president said that his administration will do everything in our power to protect students. My administration is determined to protect our students, secure our schools, and do everything we can to keep weapons out of the hands of those who pose a threat to themselves and to others. Stop. Just stop. We have seen this before. We have heard this before. It doesn't matter what the death toll is. It doesn't matter whether it's an elementary school or a college. Stop. Nothing is going to be done. So instead of the empty thoughts and prayers and isn't this a tragedy, just don't even bring it up. Don't even bring it up. I don't want to hear it anymore. What you're going to do, because nothing gets done. So that's my miss.
The Trump Tracker, our weekly review of President Trump's hits and misses.
Hit.
All right, my hit is that President Trump, who's a very busy guy, did not forget to give a royal wedding gift, Mac.
The president is going to give a gift?
He's going to give a gift, and it's actually a lot better gift than, well, let's see. In 1947, President Truman sent Prince Philip and Princess Elizabeth a glass bowl. That's boring.
A glass bowl?
Ronald Reagan and First Lady Nancy Reagan also sent a glass bowl.
Glass bowl.
To Prince Charles and Diana in 81.
And Diana promptly smashed it over the prince's head later on in their marriage.
That is true. So, President Trump and First Lady Melania will make a contribution to 7 charities the royal couple has designated in lieu of gifts.
Good
That's
move.
Way better than a bowl, right?
Yeah.
Hey, how's that bowl that I got you for your wedding?
Yes.
My miss, and I think it's a minor miss. We know that North Korea warned the United States, hey, you better suspend those military drills. We think you're going to invade us. Well, Trump didn't suspend the drills, but Trump did agree to shift a planned flight for at least 2 nuclear-capable B-52 bombers.
Right.
So my miss is, be very careful. Don't always give Lil' Kim what he wants when he's a big baby. I understand you got a big meeting on June 12th, but he's going to cry and moan and whine all the way there.
Oh, he's going to see how much he can get away with, absolutely.
So if I'm the president of the United States, I don't want to risk the meeting, but I also don't want to continue to give Kim Jong-un all these little wins on the way to June 12th.
By the way, he also, Kim Jong-un, canceled the meeting with South Korea. Does that come back on? Do they get something? Because, again, you need South Korea if they want to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula.
That's a Trump Tracker. Every Friday at 5:50, it is our weekly review of President Trump's hits and misses.
Yeah. All right, Chad Benson is next. Have a safe weekend. We'll talk to you Monday. So until next time.
Great to have Mac and Gatos on the show.